Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
And mercy. Help us to stand, oh Lord. Help us to go through. You know what we are dealing with. You know all about it. You know how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. We pray that you look upon our prayer requests. You know what we have need of before we call.
Yes, God.
Oh my God, we need your help and we need deliverance, oh Lord. Oh, my God, make the way for us. Open up the door. Find the works of Satan and cast them out. He seeks to hinder and to disturb the peace of the righteous. But we know that thy word is true, and we know that you're able to take us through.
Yes, God.
We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will continue to bless us. Pray that you look upon this broadcast, that you will take control this afternoon. Have your way. Let your will be done. Send your word and send an anointing. Look on the people, those who have special prayer requests. We pray that you will grant it in the name of Jesus, for everywhere. Touch and bless, save, heal, forgive, oh Lord. Blot out of transgressions and let sins be forgiven. Help us to draw nigh unto you with a clear heart. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to be merciful to others. Help us to have mercy and pity on others. Help us to look to you, oh Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Oh, my God, we are leaning and depending on you, knowing that thou art able to do all things. Oh, my God, I pray that you look on Evangelist Amin. You know her prayer request. We pray that you will grant it. Make a way out of no way, oh, Lord. Open up a door for her, oh, Lord, that she may be able to do thy will. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you have your way in her life. Move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind every evil work, everything that seeks to hinder, everything that rises up against us. Oh, my God, you said no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. But every tongue that riseth up in judgment, thou shalt condemn. We pray that you have your way and bind the works of Satan. In the name of Jesus, draw us closer to you. Help us, oh Lord, lead us and guide us. Direct our path. We want to be led by your Spirit. We want to please you. Not our will, but let our will perish and thyself. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to please you in every way. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, praying and seeking thy faith. Draw us closer to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to wait on you in prayer, oh Lord. Help us not to be hasty, but teach us to wait, oh Lord, and to trust in your word. For we know that thou art a strong deliverer. And you said in your word, if we ask anything in your name, you said it shall be done. We believe your word. We take you at your word. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we need a special blessing. Jesus, come to our rescue, oh, Lord. Hear our prayer. Hear our cry, oh, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. We can't do anything until you come. But we need you today, Lord. Move, Jesus. Save the unsaved, oh, Lord. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Fill with the Holy Ghost, convert some soul, sanctify, and fill with the Holy Ghost. We know you're able, Jesus. Move in a miraculous way. Heal and deliver, Lord. Somebody needs you for healing, Lord. Somebody needs you for a way maker. And we know you're able, Jesus. Deliver, oh Lord. Teach us, oh Lord. Teach us how to wait on you. Help us not to be hasty, but help us, oh Lord, to persevere, to suffer for a while. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, I know you're able. I know the power is in thy hand. Now, Lord, we pray that you bless this broadcast. Have your way today. Let your will be done. Let some soul be blessed. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody, oh Lord, to trust in you and to draw nigh unto you. Help somebody, oh Lord, to gain strength, oh Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. We're down here waiting, Lord. Move, Jesus, while we're praying, oh Lord. While we're waiting, Jesus, we need you, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Look upon your people everywhere. Touch and bless, save and heal. Oh, my God, give strength to your people. Help your people to stand. Help them to go through, oh, Lord. Look on our pastors, our leaders. Oh, my God, look upon the ministers and evangelists. Oh, Lord, touch and bless, oh, Lord. Help them to do your will, preach your word, and go where you send them. Help them, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we want to do your will. We want to be saved in the end. We pray that you take control, that you will speak to us this afternoon. Help us to hear thy voice. Help us to be obedient. to the heavenly voice in the name of Jesus. Help us to humble ourselves, O Lord, under the mighty hand of God, that you may exalt us in due time. We take you at your word, and we count it done. We thank you, O Lord. Thank you for all that you've done.
Thank you for how you've blessed us on today.
We thank you for your word today.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for prayer today.
We thank you for how you met us, O Lord. We thank you today, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, O Lord. Thank you for your mercy.
We pray for continued mercy. Help us to continue in prayer in the name of Jesus.
And we will give thy name the praise.
The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Good afternoon, and God bless everyone. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Louis Marshall, Sr., who is the pastor of Victory Temple, which is located in Jacksonville, Florida, with his wife, Mother Janice Marshall, and we still remember him. So this time we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 28th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 28th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord my rock, be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. See them also and lift them up forever." Thank God for reading of his word, the 28th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 9th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title, one school, and one is O-N-E. And if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And to dial our prayer request number, it is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you are clergy and you're feeling bold, you'd like to give remarks after the word, or if you have a song to sing, a testimony you'd like to share, or scripture you'd like to read, feel free to give us a call. There is a way that we go, but there is no set program if you want to call in. And if you have prayer requests you'd like to call in, our guest number is 978-990-5270, and that access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 701-802-5175. And that access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission host Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And also on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Caldwell hosts There's Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. That access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson hosts the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and that access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax, the evangelist Annette Bradley, each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-91. We're going to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And added to our prayer list is my aunt Ola May and Wayne, her husband. This is my mother's sister and her husband and family. For Mr. Arnie and Mrs. Connie Brown, for Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Breeze Spriggs family, Deacon Alexander Jones, Missionary Rebecca Ingram and her family, Todd Johnson, Kenny Huff, the bereaved Huff family, Bishop Byrd and family, Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, Sister Marcel Horsey and the bereaved Horsey family, Titus Edmond Sr., Stephen Allen Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Williams Edmond family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, Evangelist Mebel's cousins, the Parham family, our Amora Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, all the bereaved families, all those who are currently requesting prayer, as well as the souls who are affected with COVID. And if I didn't say your name, you are not missed. Praise the Lord, we are yet praying for you. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I want to attempt to sing a portion of just a portion of this song. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Lord, I give you all the glory for what you've given me. You fill my life to life overflow. Oh, I'm yours to use any way you choose. You're the Lord of lords, so how can I say no? I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. If I never knew the fullness of living in your will, I would never know how rich my life would be in my willingness to find each thing that you deserve for the blessings you have showered over me. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybel Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Thank you, Evangelist. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. That song of praise that went up before the Lord.
Jesus.
And also in this same psalm that was read, it says, and with my song will I praise him. So she just praised the Lord with the song. And
that's
what we need to do, praise the Lord with the song, with the dance, with the timbrel. Lift him up because he is surely worthy for the great things that he has done in our life. And the psalmist, he said he will cry unto the Lord. He wasn't going to go to his friends or his loved ones, but he said he was going to cry unto the Lord. Why? Because he knew that the Lord would hear and answer his prayer. Glory to God. He knew that if he had waited on the Lord, that the Lord would come and deliver. Amen. And he asked the Lord to hear his voice, his supplication when he cried unto the Lord. Oh, I tell you, he was thankful. He was willing to pray and wait and give God praise in the song for what God has already done. And surely that's what the people of God should be doing. We should be giving God praise in a song, in our testimony, in the dance. Whatever God has given us to do, we should be giving him thanks and praise for his wondrous work. So we thank the Lord for these. And now at this time, this is the most important part of the broadcast, the Word of God, which will help us to stand and to go a little further with the Lord. At this time, we're going to present to you the speaker of the hour, in the person of Evangelist Sheila Amin, who will bring us the word on today. Let us pray with her and for her that the Lord will have his way. God bless you, Evangelist Amin.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for being here. I just thank the Lord for having mercy. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due and everyone in their respective places. I'm just happy that the Lord has blessed us to see another day, a day that wasn't promised, but by the grace of God, we are still here. And while we are here, Lord, go ahead and give God the praise that is due to his name. Praise the Lord. Now, I just feel good down in my soul how good God has been to me. I can't stop praising him. I don't want to stop praising him. Hallelujah. I don't have a mind to stop praising him. So somebody sang a song, can't stop praising the Lord. I just can't stop. Hallelujah. That's how I feel. Just can't stop praising the Lord.
Amen.
It's been so good to me. Praise the Lord. So we're not going to prolong the time, but moving right along, let's prepare to go to the Word of God. And with our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, O Lord, and we bless your name. We come to you, Lord. We ask, God, that you will speak to our heart, that you will minister unto us, Lord, because we are in need this day, asking you to stop by for just a little while and make your holy visitation. Oh, my God, minister to us through your word. Let your word feed our souls for every need that we have, O God. We believe it is all in your word. And we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us turn our attention to the Word of God. Let us go to 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verse 14, and also Exodus, the 15th chapter, verses 20 through 26. And I'll begin with the 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible, and the scripture reads, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let's go to Exodus, the 15th chapter, beginning with verse 20. And it reads, and Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand And all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord shewed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance. And there he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment, all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And the title of the message on this afternoon is God is our healer. And the theme is Lord, heal our land. Praise the Lord. I thank God for these passages of scripture. And I just thank God for what was already said, you know, those words of encouragement concerning the scripture and singing to the Lord, giving God the praise, giving him the glory and honor that's due to him. And in Chronicles, this scripture is very familiar to many of us, but to some, it is not familiar. But this rings true even today. We surely need to turn back to the old time way and pray unto God like we used to. I mean, really get down to business and serious with praying unto God, because prayer truly does work.
Amen.
Here's what the Bible says, if my people, which are called by my name, this is conditional. If his people would call on him, would pray to him, humble themselves, and pray. Some people are praying, but they have not humbled themselves. But the condition of getting God's attention requires that we humble ourselves and pray. And the next thing is to seek his face and then turn from our wicked ways. He said in this passage of scripture, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And so when we look at this as symbolic being our own flesh, for we were made from the dust of the earth, and this is our land that we dwell in, this earthly tabernacle. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would obey the word of God and seek God's face, hallelujah, God will have mercy and he will forgive. And not only that, but he said he would hear from heaven. Glory to God. Sometimes it seems like God is so far away from us. Oh, glory be to God. But he's closer than we could ever imagine. Praise be to God. And he can be everywhere all at the same time. Praise God. So when he mentioned that he would hear from heaven, that denotes that our prayers can reach all the way from earth to heaven.
Thank you. All right.
spiritual fear, fear where the power of the enemy is in the air. Satan is the prince of the air, and he's there trying to block our prayers from going through. Glory be to God. But if we humble ourselves and pray like the Bible says and seek the face of God, turn from our ways that are not pleasing to God, wicked ways, whatever it is that God's not pleased with. When we do this and we send up our prayers to God, that prayer is going to break through that barrier where the enemy tries to block us off, or cut off our prayer. But God declared he would hear from heaven. Praise be to God. And he will forgive and heal our land. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's on over to Exodus, the 15th chapter. This is after the Lord had delivered the children of Israel from the hand of the Egyptians and had caused them to cross over the Red Sea. He worked many miracles during that time leading up to them crossing the Red Sea. And when they got to the other side, hallelujah, they were grateful. So Aaron's sister, Miriam, the prophetess, she took a timbrel. She got a tambourine in her hand. And all the women went after her with timbrels and dances. They began to just praise God right then and there. And she started exhorting them to praise God and to sing to the Lord. And she said, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. And they saw it with their own eyes. They saw the wondrous works of God. They saw all the miracles. They saw the water rolled up on both sides. Glory to God. Yes. They saw the wind blowing all night long to dry the ground for them to walk across the Red Sea.
Amen.
And God began to triumph gloriously before his people, because that Pharaoh and his army had been defeated in the Red Sea. Oh, praise God. So Moses, he led the children of Israel on into the wilderness. But when they got there, they couldn't find any water for 3 days, and the water they did find was bitter. They were not able to drink it. So they began to murmur and complain. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. They didn't take into account the many blessings that God upon them, the miracles that God had wrought. So they decided they would murmur against the man of God. And just the way people are, instead of just inquiring of the Lord and asking God for what they need, they just began to murmur against the man. Hallelujah. But Moses, he was a leader who cared about the people. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard. Praise God. So when we cry to the Lord, when we pray earnestly before him, sincerely before him, he will hear and he will answer. Praise God. So then after Moses had cried to the Lord showed him a tree. And he took that tree and he put it in the water. He cast that tree in the water. When he did that and gave it a sweet taste. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, praise
Amen.
God. When God does something for us, we ought to give God the most thanks. We ought to be thankful. Amen. We ought to give God
Amen.
The glory and the honor that is due to him at all times. Doesn't matter what we're going through, what the situation is. I can understand that they were thirsty and they wanted water to drink, but they didn't have to murmur or complain.
That's right.
Praise God. All they had to do was just ask the Lord, because look at all the miracles he had wrought. Look at all the wondrous works he had done. What is there to complain about? What is there to murmur about? God is good. Maybe the situation is not so nice at the moment, or you're dealing with things right now that are difficult for you. Hallelujah. But you don't have to murmur about it. You don't have to complain.
Right.
Just humble yourself and go to God in prayer. Speak and let God work everything out. Hallelujah. So the man of God, he went on crying to the Lord. Lord, the Lord showed him what to do. And then he turned around and proved the people of God. He proved them, the ones that God had chosen to be his special people. Hallelujah. There was a an ordinance that was set up there, and this was the proving of the Lord. So Moses delivered them this message that he had gotten from the Lord. In verse 26, he said, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. This is something that people have difficulty with. Listen.
Amen.
Hearkening to the voice of the Lord. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight. People have trouble doing what's right. But do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments. Don't turn a deaf ear to the commandments of God, but give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. He said here, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. This message came directly from God, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Glory be to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God made himself known to these people so that they would know that he is the God that will heal them. He is our healer. But all they have to do is diligently hearken to his voice. Do that which is right in his sight. Give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. And he won't put all these diseases upon them. Amen. And so that message is the same message to us today. If we would diligently hearken to his voice, do what's right in his sight. If we keep his commandment, just obey the Lord, humble ourselves before him, and do what the Lord commands us to do. Many of the diseases that we have been experiencing, we would not have these diseases on us. Praise God.
Amen.
But if we just obey the Lord, know this, he will heal us. He's the Lord, our God.
Yes, he is.
He is our healer. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's put our trust in the Lord and know that God is our healer. If we have a sickness or a condition in our bodies, if we're going through sin, God is our healer. And if we humble ourselves before him and pray, be willing to do what's right, repent of the wrong things, those things that God find detestable and abominable, give those things up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God will hear our prayer, and we can say, Lord, heal our land. Heal me.
Amen.
Lord, heal my body. Heal my mind, my spirit, my soul. Heal me emotionally. Whatever healing you need, God is our healer. Hallelujah. And he will make us whole. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank him because he has down through the years been there for me to heal me when I got sick. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. About a year and a half ago, I had COVID, but God, my healer. Oh, thank
Amen.
You. Jesus. And he touched my body, and he healed me of that virus. And I'm so glad about it. And I know prayer works. And what
yes,
God has done for others, he can do the same thing for you and much more. Oh, praise
God.
All you have to do is be willing to submit to the will of God. Submit to his commandments, his statutes. Walk upright before him. Do what's right in the sight of the Lord. It's time now to give up the world, to give up the friends that don't want to do right, the family members that don't want to do right. It's time to give
yeah.
them up and put them in the
yeah.
hands of the Lord. Let God work on them. Amen. The Lord
yeah.
and you decide for yourself that you're going to do what's right in the sight of God. Some of these troubles and afflictions and sicknesses and diseases and all of these things that come on people and plague them, God will make them whole. He will heal. He will do it. Sometimes sin is the reason for all of these things. If we repent and be godly sorry for the sins we commit, God is a merciful God, willing and more than able, hallelujah, to forgive and make us whole. He wants to forgive us, but we have to humble ourselves and ask the Lord for forgiveness. And when I look at the word heal,
mm-hmm.
that is to become sound or healthy again, to be cured. Another word is mend, which is to repair that which is broken or damaged. So we can become broken. We can become damaged. But God is our healer. And we can ask the Lord, Lord, heal. Heal my land. Heal our land. Heal me, Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. And let us just think on the scripture of humbling ourselves and praying before the Lord, seeking the face of God, turning from our ways that are not right. And let us inquire of the Lord and forgive our sin and to heal our land. Let us believe God together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And put all our problems, our burdens, and everything in his hands. Just cast it on him and let him handle it. Praise the Lord. And if you don't know the Lord and you desire to get to know him, you want to stop right now and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You have this invitation right now to come and to accept the Lord in your heart. If you would open up the door to your heart and invite him to come in, he will come in and he will dwell inside of you. Hallelujah. Just ask him to forgive you right now and to have mercy on you. Be sorry for the sins you've committed. Be willing to give those things up. The Lord will take them from you. He'll forgive you and he'll take away your sins. That's why Jesus died. He died so that we all could be saved. Hallelujah. If you have a condition in your body, you desire to be healed, all you have to do is believe God this day. And we're going to go to God and pray about it. We're going to ask the Lord in faith and believe God. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you with humble as we know how, asking you, Lord, for forgiveness. Please, Lord, forgive our sins, our shortcomings, our faults. Lord, whatever is not right, we ask for forgiveness and be merciful unto us, Lord. Have compassion.
Yes, Lord.
Stretch forth your mighty hand right now, Lord, and lay your hand on us. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. You made us, oh God, and you know us by name. You know everything about us. You know what we're going through right now. You know what's happening in our bodies. Lord, we pray for healing. Oh, my God, heal us and make us whole from the inside out, from the crown of our head down to
do
the
it, Lord.
Of our feet. Lay your hand on us, my God, and send your healing virtue. Oh, Lord God, and make us whole. We pray right now, God, that you'll rebuke the diseases and the sicknesses, the illnesses, the viruses in the name of Jesus. Rebuke these. Oh, God, make the enemy lose his hold right now.
In the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Oh, God, restore our health, both spiritually and naturally, mentally. Oh, my God, emotionally, make us whole. We know you're able and you have the power to do everything. We are praying a special prayer. Oh, God, for those who are on our prayer list, the names that were called out one by one and name by name. Lord, God, visit them where they are and heal your Jesus of their infirmities. So, God, do it right now. Go into
right
the
now.
Hospital room, Lord. Stop by. Oh, my God, and make your holy visitation. Let them feel your presence and let them feel your healing hand laid upon their body. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, blessed Savior. Work a miracle,
Lord.
In somebody's life today. Let somebody know that you are God and that you are the one who healed us. Oh, blessed Savior. We know you're able, all power.
You're able.
And we're depending on you, Lord, and we're looking unto you. And we're asking you to help us to take your word and help us, Lord, to do what's right in your sight. Help us, oh God, to give ear to your commandments, to heed your call, to hearken to your voice, Lord, to keep all of your statutes. Help us, Lord. Lord, have mercy and increase our faith, that we may believe as the scripture says. Oh, Lord Jesus, we believe the report.
The we report, believe the report.
We believe it. Oh, blessed Savior, we know that you sent Jesus, who was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We count it done, Lord. We claim it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, power. We
thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for your sake.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, bless
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory,
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord, ever have your way. And let your
have
way,
Lord.
Oh, Lord, yes. God, bless it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Brought back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. Thank you, Jesus. God is a healer. And saying, Lord, heal our land. And she began to talk about how, you know, we need to get back to praying unto God. And she walked through the steps of meeting the conditions of humbling ourselves and seeking God's face and then turning from our wicked ways. Then that's when God, he'll hear from heaven and forgive our sin and heal our land. And once God brings you out, you can go ahead and sing and give praise unto God. And I also enjoyed her giving that testimony of, you know, how she tested positive for COVID. And I remember when that happened, I remember she got it and my dad got it around the same time as well. My dad, he was in the hospital and for a minute he wasn't doing too well. But I remember when Vanessa, when she got it, she was on the broadcast still preaching. So God is, he's good to his people. You know, sometimes we might come down with some things, but God, he still will bless us through it. And that comes from serving God. Like I said, my dad, he was in the hospital. I was concerned for my dad, but not that I wasn't concerned for my mom, but I knew that God had her. And I give God the glory for that, but he healed her. And I thank him for that. I thank God for the word. Vance Maybell, I'm going to go ahead and turn it into your hands that you may have remarks if you so desire. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I'm thanking God for the word of God that
yes,
came
Lord.
Through Sandra. Oh, I tell you, it's almost the same message that we preached earlier. But I
all
thank
right.
God, he wants us to pray. And that's something that the devil don't want. He don't want us, and he don't want us to wait on the Lord. But he want us to just go through a form and a fashion. But we have to pray and wait on God. And if my people, he said, if my people, the ones
all
that
right.
is called by my name, if we would humble ourselves and pray, then will he hear from heaven, and he'll forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. So that's what we want. We want to be healed. We want to be made whole from whatever situation is going on in our life that's trying to hinder us from doing the will of God, hindering us from preaching the word of God and praying like we should. So I thank the Lord because today we went in prayer, and I said, I'm not getting up. I'm going to stay right here and wait on the Lord.
Thank you. Thank
I
you. Care
how long it took.
Yes.
I ain't care who came in or who did what or whether Jesus. Anybody else prayed or not. I didn't care. I stayed right there and prayed until the Lord touched. Oh, glory to God.
Thank
and
you.
We didn't go in no form and fashion. Just went forth and brought the word of God. And these are some of the same scriptures that the Lord gave us concerning the children of Israel, how the Lord, he made the way for them. He healed them. He delivered them. He opened up that Red Sea and let them go through on dry land. I tell you, God, he's a good God. If we obey
Amen.
Him and do what he told us to do, God surely will do what he said he would do for his people. I'm very much encouraged. That was a very soul-stirring message that came to Evangelist Hameen. Then thank God for the anointed prayer. I tell you, God knows how to deliver his people.
Yes,
he knows
he
just what we need. He knows what to feed us. But sometimes we don't know, but God knows. And I thank the Lord for this. So I encourage you, Evangelist Hameen, just continue letting the Lord have his way in your life. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Maybell. If any other clergy, I apologize, were on the line. If you wanted to call in to have remarks, that's fine as well. But again, I truly, you can call in now and do so. Just thank God for that word of God again and for the prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen as well. And also the prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Thank God for her ministry. She'll be on at 7 this evening, if it's the Lord's will, on the Gospel Truth broadcast. So feel free to call on in and get some more of this word. So thank God for all things. I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. I enjoyed those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations coming through both Evangelist Khadija and also Evangelist May. I say that God is just moving by his spirit. I thank God for the witness on the word of God. And I thank God because we definitely need to pray more. And
that's true.
Worse and worse, Lord knows, we surely need to have more prayer I believe Daniel prayed three times a day.
The devil did him
from praying three times a day, but it didn't matter what they did. He went on and prayed anyway. And yes, he did this in the lion's den, but God was in there with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was stopping. He just went ahead on praying like usual. Praise God. And that's the way the enemy tried to do us. He'll try to stop us from praying, try to get us to slack up and don't pray or go into a formula.
Yes.
But let's let's really put on that sincere prayer, you know, like we used to speak after
that,
like we used to. I mean, we used to really pray. And it wasn't just a few minutes or a minute or the minute prayer. It was we took time. And we waited on God.
Mm-hmm.
We would just have the little popcorn prayer and the little minute prayer here and there. But let's get back to the way we used to pray. Amen. So I'm thankful. I thank the Lord for the broadcast. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in and for your continued prayers and support. I also thank God for you, Evangelist May, for your continued prayers and support. Thank you for praying for me. And I just thank the Lord for you, Evangelist Khadija, and for how you just continue to support and all the things that you do to help make this ministry what it is. To God be the glory. Thank God for you. And also, again, I just want to thank God for your perseverance and your accomplishments. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And how God has elevated you. And you're now Dr. Khadija Amin. Praise the Lord.
Praise the God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was happy to see that great accomplishment. And I know it was the Lord that did it for you. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So, prayer got you through it all. Prayer got
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I do thank the Lord for all things. I also want to say I thank God for my sister that I had a chance to spend a few minutes with her on yesterday.
Yes.
My sister, Ola May, she's here in Baltimore with her husband who is in Johns Hopkins Hospital. So let us continue to pray for him and for her and the family. And I'm really happy and just overjoyed that we had a chance to see each other after not seeing each other for quite some time. Praise God. So I do thank God for her. And I want her to know that I love her. I did give her the number. I don't know if she's on, but if she is, sister, I love you and I thank God for you. And I'll be talking with you later. Amen. Do we have any other announcements or any other further words before we close out? If not,
I don't.
Go ahead.
I was going to, I didn't have anything further.
Okay. All right. Well, we do thank the Lord for all things. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m. if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.